कैसे भुलाएं। ओ मधुबन वाले बाबा, ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, भला
शांति आई टेक यू लीव नाउ एज द दृष्टि कम्स टू एन एंड
Today, Bap Dada is seeing the gathering of his children everywhere who are the carefree
kids.
Such a big gathering of emperors.
Is Sangam kis samay hoti?
Takes place only at this time of the confluence age.
Swarg mein bhi.
Even in heaven, there will not be such a big gathering of emperors. But now Bap Dada, on seeing such but now Bap Dada is so happy to see such a large gathering of emperors. Even those who are far in distance, are visible in front. All of you are merged in the eyes. All of you are merged in the eyes, and all of them are merged in the heart. It is such a beautiful gathering. On this special day of today, the sparkle of the angelic stage is visible on all the faces. Brahma Baba's remembrance is merged in all the hearts. Adidev, Brahma Father, and Shiv Father, both on seeing the children are so happy. So both Adidev Brahma Father and Shiv Father are so happy on seeing all the children. Today or this morning from 2 a.m. onwards,
thank you.
different types of
malai.
Garlands were around Bap Dada's neck. These garlands of flowers are common. Even necklaces of diamonds are not big things. However, necklace of the invaluable pearls of love are very elevated. Today, in the heart of every child,
wishes emerge.
Love, in particular, was in an emerged form. Four types
emergency
of garlands or necklaces or rosaries were visible in front of Bap Dada. First was the rosary of the children. First rosary was the rosary of those children who are making intense efforts to become Bap Saman, to become like the Father.
Aise bache
children were around Bap Dada's neck in the form of a necklace. This first rosary or garland was the smallest. The second garland was the second necklace or garland was of those effort maker children who had love in their heart and were making efforts to come close and become equal to the Father. So the first rosary was of those who were like the Father, and the second was of those who were making efforts to become like the Father. And the third garland was of those who were loving they were companions in Baba's service too. However, sometimes they were intense effort makers, but sometimes sometimes they were also facing many storms. However, they did have the desire to become complete. And the fourth garland was of those who were only complaining. So these different types of garlands of children were around Baba, who was in the form of an angel. Bab Dada too, on seeing these different garlands, was pleased. And also was giving love and Sakash to them at the same time. Now, think about yourself. Who am I? That is, where do I stand? Who am I? But in all the children, this the main thought which was coming in, which is immersed in their heart, is that I have to do something. This zeal and enthusiasm was this zeal and enthusiasm is there in their thoughts. Of course, being an embodiment of that is number wise, but then it is there in everyone's thoughts. on this day of the day of love, the day of remembrance, the day of powers today. Bab Dada, is giving specially the blessings from the heart and also congratulations from the heart. Today being a special day of love, majority are absorbed in love. Similarly, you have to be absorbed in efforts, absorbed in love constantly, and the easy method for that is the love from the heart. Having love along with the introduction of the Father. Having love with the attainments from the Father. So, love filled with understanding and attainments. Love is a very easy method for this. Why? Because a loving soul is saved from labor. As it is absorbed in love, as it is lost in love,
mm-hmm.
even if it is making any effort, it will experience it to be only an entertainment. Love automatically Love automatically takes one beyond the consciousness of the body, bodily relationships, the physical world. And the soul is absorbed in love naturally. Love which comes from the heart also gives the experience of being close, being together and being equal. If there is love, then that one feels he is worthy to claim the Father's blessings. Love makes even the impossible become possible. There is always an experience of the Father's hand of love, blessings, cooperation on one's forehead all the time. Love makes one feel carefree. All of those children who were there at the beginning of the establishment of the yagya have that experience. Even later, those children who became instrumental at the beginning when service began have the experience that at the beginning all the children felt that on that we have attained the Father, and with that awareness there was so much intoxication of that love. Knowledge was received later on, but first there was that intoxication of being absorbed in love, being lost in love. Baba is the ocean of love. And therefore majority of the children right from the beginning are absorbed in love. Where the speed of efforts is concerned, they went ahead with a very good speed. But then some children do not go into the depth and get absorbed, but they only take a dip and then come out. Therefore, those who are absorbed or lost in the ocean, they don't have to make that much effort as those who just take a dip and come out, because those who take a dip and come out, they sometimes experience being absorbed in love and sometimes feel that they have to make hard efforts. But those who are lost in love all the time, they always feel that they are experiencing being under the canopy of the protection of the Father. Those who are absorbed in love, they change hard work, hard labor into love. They change labor into love. For them, even a problem which could be like a mountain doesn't seem to be a mountain but it becomes like it is experienced to be like cotton wool, not a mountain. Even a rock, a stone, for them is experienced as being like water. Therefore, just as today, all of you stayed in an atmosphere of love, you had the experience, didn't you, that it was like an entertainment. What did you experience? Did you have to work hard to get this stage, or you felt it like an entertainment? Today all of you must have got the experience of love, wasn't it? Did you experience love? Were you absorbed in love or not? Those who were absorbed, raise their hand. Those who were absorbed in love today, in Baba's love. All of you are raising hand. All of you were absorbed in Baba's love. Today, did you experience hard work? Did you feel anything hard to achieve? Anyone who felt it hard to achieve? Did you have any questions? Why? How? When? Did any waste such thoughts of how, why, what come? Love makes you forget everything. Therefore, Bap Dada says, children, do not forget Bap Dada's love. You have met the ocean of love. Swim in its waves. Whenever you feel that you have to work hard, because Maya takes your paper test in between, doesn't she? So at that time, remember the experience of love. Then, labor will change into love. Do this experience. What happens is that the mistake you make is that you start questioning. You go into too many questions. Why, what, how? What you should do is that whatever comes also goes. But how will it go? If you remember the love, then the labor will go, will finish. Because from time to time. All of you do have the experience of Bap Dada's love. Oh, sometimes, though it may not be all the time, so from time to time you do experience Bap Dada's love. So remember that experience of the Father's love. What is Father's love and how and what experiences you got by being in the Father's love. Think of that, then the remembrance of love will change labor into love. Because Bap Dada doesn't like any child doing labor, working hard. Baba says, my children and working so hard. Then when will you become free of labor? It is this confluence age in which when you become free of labor and can experience pleasure and pleasure all the time. There must be some or the other burden in your intellect. But for that, Bap, the Father says, give your burden to me. Forget the I-ness and become a trustee. Give your responsibility to Baba and you yourself become a child. A child is always having a true heart. A child means with a true heart, and therefore eat, play and experience joy and pleasure. Because this Sangam Yuga is the age in which you experience pleasure all the time. And in this age of pleasure, if you do not experience the pleasure, then when else will you do it? When Bap Dada sees that children are carrying such a heavy burden and are really laboring, they are not giving to Baba, they are picking it up themselves. And everyone's laughing, because they are feeling, yes, they pick up the burden and carry it themselves. So Baba feels sorry. He feels mercy on such children. At the time of experiencing pleasure, they are laboring. Then, so just be lost in love. Remember the period when you did experience that love. Each one of you must have had that experience at some time or the other of being lost in love. Each one does experience, has experienced. Bap Dada knows that you have. But then you don't try to remember that experience. You see just the labor and you get confused more and more. Even if today from Amrit Vela up to now, from your heart, you experience the highest authorities, Bap and Dada, with you all the time. Then even the day of today, if you remember at any other time, you will, in front of this love, then labor will be finished. So in this year, Baba wishes to see every child absorbed in love and free of labor. There shouldn't be even a trace of labor in your heart. It should not be there in your life. Can it be possible? Those who think that we will do it, we will not leave this task. We are courageous. And today especially, you are being blessed of being free of labor. You like this blessing, you want this blessing. Those in the first line, you are not raising your hand. Baba is blessing you. May you be free of labor. And if something happens then, what will you do? You won't have any questions, will you? At that time, remember the moments of love. Remember that this experience of love and be lost in that experience. You will be benefited a great deal in this. The Father asks you a question. The Father asks you a question. All of you have promised to the Father, haven't you? That So Baba has made a promise to you that you will experience Jivan Mukti, liberation in life, for 21 births, which includes one birth of the Sangam Yuga. So Baba has promised you that he will give you liberation in life for 21 births, not 20 births, 21, even this one birth is included. So from now onwards, become free of labor means become liberated in life. Become a carefree emperor. The sanskars which you imbibe at this time in the soul, these sanskars will remain immersed for 21 births, whatever sanskars you feel in the soul now. Therefore, you have claimed the inheritance of 24 lives, haven't you? Or you still have to claim the inheritance? Therefore, attention please. Free of labor. You have to stay content and make others content, not just stay content, but also make others content. You have to make others content too. Only then you will be freed from labor. Otherwise, every day there will be some or the other burden or some labor, and you will come in the language and you'll start using the language what, why, how. Therefore, seeing the closeness of time, so you are seeing the closeness of time until how time is coming to its end. Just as time is coming to an end, similarly, so just as the end time is coming close, similarly, your experience of coming close to the Father should also increase. Just as you're experiencing the closeness of time, similarly, your closeness to Bap Dada will help time to also come to an end. Aren't you able to hear the sound of peacelessness and sorrow of souls in your ears? Aren't you able to hear that? All of you are the ancestors as well as the worship-worthy ones. Therefore, O ancestral souls, O worship-worthy souls, when will you complete this task of doing world benefit? Bap Dada has, according to the news of the different wings, how Bap Dada has got the news of all the different wings who do meetings and make plans of how to do world benefit, of how to increase the speed of world benefit. You make very good plans. However, Bap Dada asks, For how long? Dadis will give the answer to this question. Up to how long? For how long will this go on? Pandavas will give the answer. Bap Dada should be revealed. This is the aim of the plans each wing makes, is it not? But when will the revelation take place? It will take place through the determined thought, through a pledge, a promise. In this promise, there should be determination. If if something happens, any obstacle comes, and you are influenced, it is because the determination has reduced. Yes, you do make promises, and you make very good promises. Bhaktada gives hearing. If you could hear the promises being made by everyone, science hasn't given you that facility through which you could hear the sound, the voice coming from the hearts of everyone. But Bhaktada is able to hear. Bhaktada gives hearing the promises children make. Garlands of these promises come around the father's neck, and they make such good promises which please Baba's heart very much. And when Bhaktada hears these promises, Bhaktada is so pleased, and he says, "Wow, my children, wow, you're great." But then, should Baba tell you what else you do? But then, when you come into actions, so in the morning your stage is very good, during Murli time very good, 75% you are very good. But then after that, when you become karma yogis and start doing actions, then the difference comes. It could be because of sanskars or because of one's nature, swabhav, or that is nature and sanskars. They rebel, they oppose. And in that, the promise, instead of becoming a determined promise, it turns into the ordinary promise. The percentage of determination reduces. Bhaktada smiles on seeing a game which the children play. What game do the children play, should Baba tell you? Baba will tell you, but then promise Baba that you will finish this game. Will you finish this game? Will you finish this game? Today is the day of experiencing the power of love, is it not? So will you finish this game? Will you? Raise your hand if you will finish the game. not just this physical hand, but the heart, the hand of your heart, because you'll have to finish this game. If you don't, then Bap Dada, dash, 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 Bap Dada will do, and dash, dash, dash. He will do something. Should Baba tell you? Pandavas say, should Baba say? The first line say, should Baba tell you the game you play? Say, Pandavas in the first row. And by saying, yes, Baba, please, you have to tell us. And then you'll have to do it, Baba saying. Should Baba say again? Baba's asking. Baba's doubtful whether the children. The first line, raise your hand. If you say yes, you will finish the game. The second, third line, the two lines behind the first line, all those of Madhuban, raise your hand. All those of Madhuban, raise your hand. It's the hand coming from your heart, is it not? Okay, so. When Bap Dada sees the game, it's not that he's happy, but then he feels sad. He feels sorry. He has mercy when he sees this game being played by the children. And everyone laughs because so Baba is not amused or amazed or happy, but he feels mercy. So what's the game? Baba is saying, children are very clever in putting something on the other person's shoulders. That is blaming somebody else for something. What game do they play? They make up stories. They think, who is going to see it? I know and my heart knows. And Baba is in the soul world and in subtle regions. Everyone is laughing. If you tell someone, don't do this, it's not good to do it. And you know what game they play then? They say, yes, 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 it has happened. But then, but, they use the word but. Then what but? You know, this happened. No, that is why that happened. This was done. No, this happens, doesn't it? That is why it happened. I didn't do it. It happened this way, that is why I did it. That one did. This is why I did it. I wouldn't have done it if he had not done it. Now what is this? This is like not realizing yourself, that is, there is lack of realization. Okay, even if it is accepted that it is because of that one you did it, Okay, never mind. It's okay. Okay, first that one is to be blamed, and then secondly you are to be blamed. First the other one is to be blamed. Okay, Baba accepts that. You are not the first one to be blamed. The other one is the first one to be blamed, and you are second one to be blamed. But then, if you think that one should transform himself, then I will become all right. Is it? That's what you mean? That's what you take it. Is it not that the other one should change himself? Okay, that one changes, accepted. And Bap Dada and everyone else says, yes, it's your fault, the first one, and you should change. Okay. But if that first one did the transformation, then who takes the first number? Yours will not be the first number, no? The one who changed, that one had the power of transformation, and he will take the first number in the power of transformation. You gave him the first number, then what will your number be? Yours will be the second number. And if you say, and if Baba tells you yours is second number, will you accept it? Will you accept yours to be second number? He will say, no. This happened, that happened, that happened. You give excuses, you know. You give many excuses. That is, use this language of excuses in this game. This and that and how and why. So, Baba says, whatever the situation may be, but I have to change. That should be your thought. If I change first, then I will first, I have to change. Okay, baby, through your change, you cannot change the other one immediately. But you can always have good wishes and pure feelings for that one. That is in your hand, is it not? To keep good wishes and have pure feelings. So I have to change and keep good wishes and have pure feelings for the other one. That should be your thought. If you want to claim the first prize or the highest status of Lakshmi Narayan, or even come close to Lakshmi Narayan, the first emperor and empress, then you have to change. Because if you want to come first, then you have to change. So you want to come first, or you want the other one to come first? This year Bap Dada has this wish that all the Brahmin souls, the Brahma Kumars and the Brahma Kumaris, just as you put on this badge, don't you? So you put on this badge, all of you have put on a badge, haven't you? See, when you come here to Madhuban, you get a badge, don't you? Whether it is of paper or gold or silver, whatever, you all get a badge to wear. So just as you put on a badge, similarly in your heart, you must put a badge. that I have to change. I have to become an instrument in change in the task of transformation and become like Brahma Father first. In that I should be first. In other things you may stay behind, it's good. In waste talks, waste things, but where it comes to transformation, in that I have to come first. Do you accept it? Will you do it? So tomorrow at Amrit Vela, Bapdada will watch. Bapdada doesn't take time. He just switches on and everything, the whole world is visible to Bapdada. So tomorrow at Amrit Vela, all of you, you will celebrate a meeting with Bapdada in the morning, won't you? So while celebrating a meeting with Bapdada, put on this badge. Baba will see who puts on a badge in a practical way, not just as a show. You put on a badge. You have to wear this badge of transformation. I will transform. Say this to yourself with determination. You have that determination, don't you? Can you say this to yourself? I will transform. You know, when you raise your hand at that time, Bapdada feels, Baba begins to doubt sometimes, will they really do it? Yes, they are raising the hand. Okay, this is good too, to raise your hand. For 1 second, you have a good thought at that time when you're raising your hand. But I will definitely do it, come what may. I will change. I will change and then enable others to change. Not that this one should change or this thing should change, this situation should change, this person should change, this circumstance should change. No, I have to change. Well, situations will come, but you are rising higher. So, when you are rising higher, then the problems also will be high, won't they? But then, just as today, all of you, of course, number wise, according to your capacity, created that atmosphere of remembrance with love. Similarly, in your mind, all the time, be lost in love. Be lost in love all the time and create that atmosphere, that is, immerse that atmosphere all the time of being lost in love. Bap Dada keeps getting very good news from everywhere. When you create those powerful thoughts, that is very good. But then when it comes to becoming the embodiment of that, you are able to do it only according to your capacity. Now, for 2 minutes, all of you, now, all of you stabilize yourselves in God's love, in the alaukik pleasure of the confluence age. So, for 2 minutes, all of us have to stabilize ourselves in God's love and experience the spiritual, alaukik, divine pleasure of the confluence age. Okay. Every day, again and again, from time to time, experience this stage. Don't leave this love. Learn to be lost in love. Okay, what is to be done now? So, Gujarat, turn for Seva. Gujarat. All the Kumars of Gujarat, get up. All the Kumars of Gujarat. All these are Kumars, so many Kumars of Gujarat. The word Kumar means physically you are strong, mentally also you are strong. Light in physical weight and the soul also light. So are you such Kumars? Wave to Baba if you are like that. No report will come of any type of burden on you. From today onwards, no report will come of any Kumar of Gujarat. Won't it be? No report or complaint will come of any Kumar. Those who say that no report will come, raise their hand. No report, no complaint. Those who have the video, take their photo. Baba wants to see that it is, this work is firm. Bab Dada got the news of one youth group. They are doing very good effort. They have kept very good courage. And also they have made a very good program. If other zones want to adopt this method which these Kumars have made, then Bab Dada will like it, because Bab Dada like this program, so others also can do it. So those who have done such efforts, to them Bab Dada is blessing, that may it be immortal. So all the youth who have come, all of you should say I first in bringing about their transformation. You should say, I will transform myself and or take the first step in transforming myself? Should it be I or should it be you? Those who say I first in transformation, raise your hand. Now take their photo properly. Bap Dada wants to see the result. They're all raising their hand. So the youth, can reveal the result of the whole spiritual university. You can finish the problem of the both the governments. Even the Almighty government wants everyone to be free of obstacles. And today's government too wants Bharat to be free of obstacles, but then wants the youth to be the instruments for that. Therefore, I have to do it, you have to do it, and you have to be immortal in it, immortal in fulfilling the promise. And you are making efforts, you have made a determined thought, and you will continue to do and get it done by others in the future too. Therefore, Gujarat, from today onwards, free of all obstacles. Yes, you will be free of all obstacles. Very good. Okay, you may sit down. All the mothers get up now. Mothers of Gujarat, get up. So many mothers of Gujarat. They are waving to Baba. The mothers have got a blessing. Even the people of the world want to see this newness that the mothers have become world transformers. Therefore, mothers, learn this lesson by heart that we have to be everyone's well-wishers and also have pure thoughts. So pure thoughts and being well-wishers. Can you be that? Let somebody be anything. Let him do anything. But you be his well-wisher. And also have pure thoughts in the mind. No waste thoughts in the mind. No bad thoughts in the mind. Always pure thoughts. Always auspicious thoughts. So those who are well-wishers and having pure thoughts in the mind, only they will be able to claim the right to the inheritance for 21 births. Therefore, remember these two were Shubhachintak. Shubhachintak means well-wisher. Become a well-wisher, and Shubhachintan means pure thoughts about self. And never have waste thoughts or do waste talk of others. Will you show this result? Teachers, stand up. Stand up, all the teachers. The mothers of Gujarat have the blessing. This you make the teachers. The teachers should make these mothers remember that you have this blessing of finishing all the waste thoughts and waste talk of others, having only pure thoughts and becoming well-wishers. Well-wisher towards every soul. Whether that person is mad after you, he is giving you lots of trouble, doesn't matter. Even if he is having enmity with you, doesn't matter. You have good wishes for that person. All the mothers see. The teachers will see the result, and every week you have to see the result of the mothers. Can you do it? Okay, now teachers all sit down. Okay, mothers also sit down. And now the Pandavas means the householders, Kumars, no, the others, the householders. The Pandavas are there at the back. Wave to Baba. Even Pandavas number is no less. What will the Pandavas do? What are the Pandavas praised as? Pandavas are those who are always in the company of the father of Pandavas, the master of the Pandavas, so they are together and they are also their companions and always together. So Pandavas are considered to be victorious. Why? Because God is with them, God's company is with them, and they are, and God is their companion. God is their companion and they are in the company of God. So, from today onwards, come what may, never leave the company of the Father. It's because you leave the company of the Father that Maya comes. You leave Baba's hand, leave Baba's company, then Maya gets a chance to enter. So you're leaving the company of Baba and Maya opening the gate to enter. It will try to, because it has been your companion for 63 births, and therefore do not forget the father, because forgetting the father means allowing Maya to enter. You have to be with the father all the time. And in service, you have to help the father in bringing about the transformation of the world. And for that, thoughts, words and actions, that is your face, your behavior, all should reveal the father. You like this, do you? Will you be together with Baba all the time? Will you make Baba your companion all the time? You will close Maya's door forever? Will you put a double lock? Don't put a single lock, put a double lock. Double lock means constant remembrance and constant service. Constant server and constant remembrance. This is a double lock. So Pandavas also free of obstacles. Free of obstacles. All Pandavas, raise your hand. This hand is being raised from the heart, is it not? Those who are raising from their heart, they wave with force. They wave more. So see teachers, the Pandavas are raising their hand. Gujarat is the neighbor of Madhuban, is it not? So neighbors will do wonders, won't they? Okay, you may sit. Now all the teachers and all the Kumaris, stand up. All the teachers and Kumaris, yes, the Kumaris who are getting training. There are 250 Kumaris in the training. All the Kumaris will ultimately become teachers, no? You will become teachers, won't you? Teachers, what will you become? Kumaris, you will become teachers, won't you? Therefore, Kumaris and teachers are made to stand together, stand up together. Yes, some have to take up a job, but then for that also Bhaktada says, if a teacher has the aim of world service, even the Kumaris have the aim of world service, then every Saturday, when you have a holiday from work, then you have to stay at the center. Kumaris are so happy. And teachers are happy too that they will get hands. So, but not just stay at the center, but you have to do seva, not stay just like that. You have to practice doing seva, service at the center. And little bit karmic accounts which are needed to be finished, that you finish. If it is necessary to, if really if the karmic accounts are there, then okay, yeah, Lord, but some don't have any problem, any obstacles, but still they don't want to live in the center. So Bab Dada will say every Saturday and Sunday the Kumaris should live in the center, should stay in the center, and these 2 days you must do full service, instill this sanskar of doing seva, service at the center, not just the sanskar of staying at the center, but instill the sanskar of serving in the center. And you should think that you have come to the center to do service, practicing doing service. The more you practice doing service at the center, you will really enjoy it. And when you enjoy it, then you will give some or the other excuse and thereby free yourself from your laukiks. Kumaris can be are very clever. They are not too innocent. Even Kumaris are very clever. These are not so innocent. This is why, O Kumaris, Kumaris, those who take every step forward for self-progress, not just taking up a job, but then moving forward and progressing according to the it's not that I have to have a job, but then for how long will you take up a job? There's no aim. But then really a Kumari means the one who becomes a Brahma Kumari. Even if someone is having a job, she's also a Brahma Kumari. So Brahma Kumari means the one who does world benefit, who has the feeling or hope, desire, aim only of doing world service. And Baba wants to see you as really worthy teachers, not troubleshooters. Not those who give trouble. Because Baba needs worthy teachers. There's need of worthy teachers in service. Nowadays, see what happens? Many do the training, but then when they go to the center, some problem comes. So such souls cannot become good hands. A Kumari means who is a companion in Baba's service and is always free from obstacles, the one who knows how to adjust herself into every situation. You are the ones who can adjust yourself, no? Aren't you? Or are you the ones who go against? Not against, don't have to go against anyone. But you have to adjust with everyone. So you will become such Kumaris, won't you? Raise your hand, Kumaris. The ones who will adjust with everyone. So raise your hand after taking a deep thought. Adjust, or somebody says, probably don't understand this word, adjust. It's an English word. So the Hindi word for adjust is the ones who can really live together. To adjust with one another means to be able to live together without any problem. So if you are able to do that, then there will be so many hands available. Now there's always shortage of hands. Bab Dada is telling all the Kumaris. You will become helpers, won't you? Yes, raise your hand again. Those who say they will become helpers. But which type of help? What type of helpers you will become? Those who will be free of obstacles. Such helpers Baba wants. So, congratulations to you in advance. Okay, you may sit down. Kumari, sit down. All these are teachers. In Gujarat, there are many teachers. So what do the teachers have to do?
Teachers go
the teachers have to create an atmosphere of unlimited disinterest. Whether at the center or in the world, in the world also you have to spread this atmosphere of unlimited disinterest, because that is needed at this time in the world too, because corruption, adulteration and the vices, all that is increasing a great deal, and without the disinterest these souls cannot be benefited. The task which you are doing of giving the message is very good. Bab Dada likes it. But then through the message they become cooperative only. They become mics. But just as you are the air children, you are the dedicated children, they don't become that way. Only if you give message to them. Yes, Baba is talking to Gujarat, but then this is for everywhere, for all the centers. The teachers have to create this atmosphere of unlimited disinterest that is needed now. The attitude of disinterest is not merely in food and clothes or just the physical facilities, but in all, in a total form, unlimited disinterest. The mental attitude, the drishti or outlook, and the actions in all the zones everywhere. So is needed. So with that unlimited disinterest, you will become, you will go beyond the consciousness of the body. That wave is necessary to have unlimited disinterest and then go beyond the consciousness of the body. That is called unlimited disinterest. First, unlimited disinterest from body consciousness. Renunciation or disinterest from physical things. Physical feelings, intentions, motives, all physical disinterest from all that. So, to all the children everywhere, Bap Dada is drawing their attention. That if you want to make efforts at an intense speed, then amongst the Brahmins or in the cooperative souls, the progress will be elevated, progress will be more only if an atmosphere of unlimited disinterest is created in the self and in the others. So such a wave has to be spread everywhere, because only then the sound will spread. Those of all wings also say that they want to reveal the Father, and they also make programs for that. But it hasn't happened yet. Why? The reason is that everywhere, whether it is sinful actions or corruption or evil talk, sorry, or in thoughts, words, actions, that in disinterest isn't there. This is why it's not easy for revolution to take place. So the need is for unlimited disinterest everywhere. You saw in Brahma Baba that he had such an unlimited disinterest. He also had disinterest from his own body. He had disinterest in the relationship with the children too. So, what will you do? You have to bring this aim into your qualifications. Those of Gujarat are always ready whenever service is there, and they have done good expansion of service too. They have a good quantity as well. Now, airs and mics are needed. You should create such mics whose sound creates a big impact, so that people say, this one says, that one says, there must be something. He's not saying just like that. Okay, congratulations for doing service. You did obstacle-free seva, and for that, congratulations. Okay, you may sit down. So engineer's wing and medical wing, engineer scientist wing and medical wing. They have done their meeting, so Baba is telling both of them to stand up. Okay, doctors have come. Global Hospital, Global Health by 2020. That's the project of the medical wing. So Baba is saying both the wings are very, very necessary. Bab Dada heard the plans of both the wings. The plans which the doctors have made of health for all by 2020, that plan Bab Dada likes it very much. Congratulations. Why Bab Dada likes it? Because you have made a very good plan with all the details, what you will do and who will do it, till when you will do it, what type of result you want to take place. All that statistic has been done very clearly. just as a village development wing, they introduced the youth group and who went to villages and did service. Similarly, Bap Dada liked the practical plans of both the wings, and Bap Dada congratulates them for this. So whatever plan the doctors have made, that is very, very clear. And when people hear the word health, they are, they have the desire to do more, to do something, because day by day, new types of diseases are springing out. And of course, the treatment for the diseases is there in a newer form, but then the diseases are also increasing and people are fed up of these illnesses. Therefore, when they'll see the plan, it will be easier to do service. You have kept good courage. And good souls who are very helpful have come. And you have made a good plan, not just of one zone, but for all the zones, for whole of India. You have made the plan. So it's by the sound of voice spreading everywhere, then that sound becomes very powerful. Therefore, congratulations. Now bring that plan into practical form, and success is your birthright. Baba has blessed. Okay, doctors may sit. Doctors' number is also big. If all the doctors were brought together, it would be a big number. Doctors will be useful. At the end, doctors will have to do a lot of seva, lots of service, because there will be a lot of sorrow, and you will have to finish that sorrow of the people, because people will cry out in sorrow. And you will become double doctors of their body and mind and serve them. Okay, engineers now and scientists. Both departments are very good. Engineers department and scientists department. Just you have to make just such a plan that just as science shows something in a practical form, similarly how silence power can give practical proofs, show that. Because nowadays, instead of listening, people want to see proofs, practical proofs. So create such a powerful, a practical proof. Just as science proves and shows that according to science, this is the benefit, how through science that this benefit comes or this change comes. Similarly, you also take out practical proofs of science through silence power. Okay, is it okay? Therefore, this year, make this such a type of plan. You are clever, you can make a plan. Okay, it's good. All these wings which have been created have resulted in expansion of service very well. Okay, congratulations. You may sit down. Now, double foreigners, also many Sindhis have come from abroad. All the double foreigners stand up, all double foreigners, and also all the Sindhis. All the double foreigners and the Sindhis who have come. Bab Dada likes it very much that double foreigners have done something very, they have been very clever. They take a chance in every turn. And from how many countries have double foreigners come? From 35 countries. From 35 countries they have come, double foreigners, about 200. So 35 countries have been benefited, no? From wherever you have come, whichever country you have come, that country is being benefited, is it not? Is it taking benefit? Those sitting at the back say, yes, yes. So this title is right, is it not? That God is world benefactor. No corner should remain without being served. Bab Dada has heard the news that foreign countries also have made their plan that no corner should be left without Baba's message being given there. You have made this plan, haven't you? Have you made the plan? Yes. Have you made the plan or not? Well, the seniors are not here, the RCOs are not here, so nobody is saying anything. But they have made the plan. Therefore, this title of God as world benefactor
Aapne acha practical banaya.
You have brought it in a practical form very well. First, it was just benefactor of Bharat. Baba was benefactor of Bharat. But now you say with that pride that God is world benefactor. Therefore, this title of God being world benefactor has been brought to by you double foreigners in a practical form. And double foreigners everywhere are very clever in another thing. Shri Baba tell you what is that? You know, double foreigners, people abroad, they usually love to hold hands and walk together, you know, holding hands of one another. They have this habit of holding hands and going and walking. So, double foreigners should give their hand in Baba's hand and move forward. So you are that too, aren't you? Are you? Those who give your hand to Baba, in keep your hand in Baba's hand. Which hand? Now that incorporeal father doesn't have any hand. His hand is Shrimat. It is the hand of Shrimat. So, you follow Shrimat, that is, hold Baba's hand in your hand. Hope you don't get tired holding the hand. Do you? Little bit tired sometimes? You should always hold Baba's hand, that is, always follow Shrimat, always be cooperative in Baba's task. Whatever Baba says, that I do. This should be your thought. Aren't you like that? Is it like that for you? Are you that or no? Those in the front, are you like that? Are you sure? See, Bab Dada will take your account. Baba said and the child did. That child is a worthy child. He should not think whether to do or not do. Whether this will happen or not happen, hope that will not happen if I do this. Baba said and I did. That should be in you. Such children are the true heirs. They are not the ones who keep thinking, but they are the ones who do. Many say, I will do, I will try, you'll see how I do it. But it should be done immediately. They say, do give charity immediately. But here Bab Dada says, every action you have to follow the father. This is the biggest charity. There's a difference between greatest charity and charity. just as you have noticed in bhakti, when you know they sacrifice any animal, only that animal is considered to be a real sacrifice, the one that is killed instantly, and that becomes like a big offering to the goddess if it is killed instantly. Therefore, Shri Mat. If Shrimad should be obeyed immediately, this is called the greatest charity. Is it okay? You are very sensible. It's good, and even this group of Sindhis, it's good. You are the decoration of Madhuban, aren't you? It is very good. They're double foreigners, you are double effort makers. In the previous group, Baba had given this blessing that double foreigners are double effort makers. The meaning of double foreigner is double effort maker. Not those effort makers who just think, but they do. And otherwise you are doing good service from whichever country you have come. You are doing good service. You are paying attention to self-efforts, and in the future you have to make it in more intense. The efforts are being done, but you have to make the efforts intense, because time is going fast. Anything can happen at any time, all of a sudden. Okay. All of you have received the blessings and also the love and remembrance from the heart. Okay, all double foreigners, you may please sit down. Okay. To all, the yogi yukt, ras yukt means those who understand the deep secrets, those who are good yogis, those who know the different methods, that is the ones who know the secrets and who can remain satisfied all the time. Baba's rhyming words, the word Razi, Raz and Razi, not that you only stay content, but you also have to make others content. to those children lost in love of the father, lost in the ocean of love of the father. Those who make intense efforts and therefore are intense effort makers. To those who make even the impossible become easily possible. To such elevated souls, to those who always stay with the Father and are companions in the Father's service, to such lucky, very, very lucky, lovely children. On this Avyakt day, on this day of the Avyakt angel, love, remembrance and blessings from Bap Dada and Namaste. Baba forgot to tell one scene. It was a very good scene of the subtle regions. Today, in the subtle regions, Baba called all the souls of the advance party. Bap Dada called all the souls of the advanced party today in the subtle regions. The advanced party said, the advance parties told Bap Dada that love and remembrance to all those who are in the advanced stage. So you all are in the advanced stage and all of them are in the advance party. So the advance party conveyed lots of love and remembrance to all of you who are in the advanced stage. And also Dadiji who and Gulzar who have played this Avyakt part for so many years. Bap Dada made both of them sit with him for many years. This avyakt part has been going on. It is much more than the part Baba played in the Sakar form, because in Sakar form Baba played the part for 33 years and now it's 39 years in avyakt form. So Baba is saying that today Bap Dada gave lots and lots of love to both of them, Dadi Ji and Gulzar. And those of the advance party welcomed them very well. To both of them, Bap Dada garlanded them with his arms. That is, Bap Dada embraced both of them. And told about the task both of them are doing. For Dadi, Bap Dada said that Dadi looked after the family and the service and the companions very well, considering herself to be only an instrument, and made them move forward. And for Gulzar child, Bap Dada said that Gulzar child did the work of accommodating Bap Dada in her. So both of them have played a very special role. This is why to both of them Bap Dada welcomed both of them in the subtle regions, and along with that all the beginning jewels, all the dadis who have been there right from the beginning, them also Bap Dada welcomed. And said about the speciality that about the speciality of Dadi and Gulzar, that the success in the service of both is that they did not have any I-ness, the feeling of I am doing it. Baba praised Gulzar child that she is pure, humble, and has been an instrument for service, and has the power of accommodating the Supreme Soul and the soul of Brahma, accommodating both the souls in her body. So that power which she has received from the Father, that has been used by her in the task. for Dadi, Bab Dada gave his hand in her hand and willed all the will powers to her. It is because of that will power Dadi, the task which Dadi did went obstacle free. So the speciality of both of them is no less. Both of them played their best part, and even now they will continue to play the part. So Bab Dada says, those who become instrumental for a special task, to them, from Bab Dada and from the Brahmin family, receive the blessings, the congratulations, the greetings, the good wishes, the pure feelings of everyone. Therefore, the part of both was their own. It was different, but their parts, their roles were successful, and they will continue to become successful. Even this avyakt part is going on and will continue further. And the part of Dadiji of giving Sakash and bringing time closer, part of giving Sakash and of making time come closer will also be good. And along with that, to all the Dadis, and the other companions who were with them, they also played a very good part. Playing a very good part to them also. Bab Dada emerged them and blessed them that may you continue yog yog then raj yog, move forward with in this way. The hand of blessings is on your forehead. So in the subtle regions also the seed was shown. And everyone in the advance party and the first jewels, the companions in service, all were immersed in the subtle regions. All of them on both of these, Dadi Ji and Dadi Gulzar, Baba saying, Baba showered gold flowers, gold petals on them. Have you seen gold petals? They are not heavy which hurt. They are very light. They are very light, very light, and soft and very colorful. Now very good design too. So today Bab Dada praised the part of both these souls and made everyone shower gold petals on both of them. Bap Dada gave love to both of them very much. And both of them said, Baba, it's you who got it done. Baba, it's you who did it. Baba, it's you who did it. So this was a song both of them were singing. This was the scene which happened in the subtle regions today. Okay, what is to be done next?